Hello and welcome back to the Did You Know Show on this Monday. Brent Hesse alongside Noah Cassidy. We've got some very interesting information to tell you today. We got some cool facts. So, Noah, how you doing? You want to get us started?
Yeah, I got a cool fact for you right here. It's going to be about some cacti, or technically a cactus. So, did you know that the saguaro, yes, it is, that's how you pronounce it. It's S-A-G-U-A-R-O. It's pronounced saguaro. The cactus, it takes it 50 years just to grow one arm.
Wow.
So these are these fancy cactus that you see in these cool Western movies and these scenery where they got like the typical Western got three arms, the head and the two arms off the side. They're really cool cactus. So they actually grow extremely slow, and it's because of obviously the lack of water in their environment, so they just take a long time to grow. They only grow 1.5 inches in their first 10 years. First 10 years, only 1.5 inches. So they grow really, really slow. It can take even up to 100 years in drought condition just for them to get to the point where they can start growing these arms. And so they're very, very long living as well. Their lifespan lasts up to about 200 years. And at that 200-year mark, they're typically 45 feet tall and more than 2 tons.
Yeah, they can get massive. So
they're absolutely huge.
Takes
but
a
that
long
is,
time,
yeah,
though, for that to
I
get
mean,
going.
200 years. That's, to today's standard, more than two lifetimes, because most people don't live up to 100 years these days. But about, we'll just say, two lifetimes. And then something else that's pretty cool is that even though they can survive through these harsh conditions and everything, they produce 40 million seeds over their lifetime. And if you drive around the deserts or whatever, if you've ever been out there to the desert, and I'll actually kind of tell you what desert they're seclusive to. But anyways, you don't see a whole lot of cactus. And you got to think, all those cactus that you see produce that many seeds in its lifetime, and you still don't even see that many cactuses.
It takes a lot to get one to start growing.
Yeah,
too,
I mean,
you know?
Exactly.
And so, especially in a harsh climate like that.
Yep, and you can only find them in one desert. They only grow natively. Now, I mean, obviously they can probably be planted other places, but they only grow in the wild in one specific desert, and that's the Sonora Desert. I'm sorry, I pronounced that wrong. The Sonoran Desert, which that's the desert that stretches from southeastern California across southwestern Arizona and into Mexico a little bit. And so that's where they are native to. That's where they only grow in the wild. And so that's a pretty cool thing. Really slow-growing cactus, but do a lot of stuff.
Sometimes it takes a lot of time to make something that incredible.
That is true.
Well, I've got a fact, and it kind of is along – it's in the same part of the world, let's say that. You're talking about deserts out there in the West, Southwest, California, Arizona. Well, what's right above that? Not Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so Las Vegas – of course, we all know it for a lot of different things, but did you know that Las Vegas is the brightest city on Earth?
The brightest. I guess it's because all the buildings
all the lights. Yeah, all the shining lights. It's brighter than any other city you can see from outer space. It shines brighter than any of them, including New York City, Paris, any of them. Las Vegas emits more light than any other city.
In the world. I wouldn't even think in world. My brain was just saying the United States, in the world.
Yes. The interesting thing is that I thought of, from 10 miles out in space, just the lights from Las Vegas, if those were the only lights illuminated in the world 10 miles out in space, it would still be enough light for you to be able to read a book.
No shot.
Yeah.
You could be 10 miles up out into the air, and there's enough light coming off of Las Vegas to read a book.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Definitely cool. So those are your facts today about the bright lights of Las Vegas and the slow-growing cactus. We'll be back tomorrow with another episode of Did You Know?